And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Well, once again, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio Edna DePriese, Mayor of the City of Palmer. Welcome, Mayor.
Good morning. Welcome to you.
So you came in today, and when I left early this morning, it was a little breeze. It seems to be still breezing out there.
Yeah, and there's some wet stuff coming down, and so puts a little damper on our Palmer cleanup. But, you know, we're hardy folks, so
sure.
We'll continue on.
Well, this has been we had Ailish Van in earlier to talk about the week. And in particular, the way in which Public Works was going to be able to pick up in an out-of-ordinary way, not just what's in the trash containers, but both yard waste and some larger items and so on. It seems to have been worked out now. It's been happening over a few years, and it's really, I think, helpful for a lot of people who may hesitate because they would have to normally put this into some kind of vehicle trailer and take it out to the dump.
Right. Well, you know, I think Palmer, and probably true for other places, but, you know, Palmer, our community is aging as well as we're getting the young couples that are coming here. They're just starting out. And generally, neither one of those age groups, quote, have a vehicle, or maybe, and especially seniors, don't have probably the strength to load up an old dishwasher or we put out a washer and dryer that wasn't working in the house that we just recently purchased. And then our neighbor called and said, I got an old screen door. Can I bring it over? And I see your pile out there. And I know they only had just called Public Works, but, you know, people get busy. And so anyway, we ended up with a neighborhood pile there, and the city, of course, has come and got it. And, And then, of course, on the other end, the young people, they generally don't have, you know, a pickup or probably the time to try to get it to the dump. So I think it really fit a need. And Ailis, of course, has done an excellent job. She spearheaded this, I think, what, 3 years ago or something like that. Yep. And
people, when asking questions about it, everyone defers to her and says, she's the one that knows.
Yeah.
She's got it
this
all.
Has been her baby, and it's growing up nicely.
So let's finish up with there, of course, are opportunities also in this time to do a cleanup around the city, and it's going to be finishing up, is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
Saturday,
right.
Right?
Right.
With a cleanup in the morning and a something of a barbecue.
And I believe, I haven't seen the inventory, but in the past I know they've given bikes away to children that collected.
Under 18 is the opportunity.
Right,
for that. So that'll happen.
What
I've been commenting about and talking to a variety of other people as we've gone around town. I'm wondering if you've seen somewhat the same. The plastic bag ban is in effect. And I'm thinking, I don't see as many plastic bags, or maybe I'm just thinking that because, but literally wherever we go and we walk our dogs in the fields and so on, in the past, particularly in early spring, there would be a lot of that around.
Right.
So it seems to have had a visible effect in some respects, and that's just my anecdotal observation.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do think I did see one probably a couple weeks ago, and I thought, I was sort of taken back. But, I agree with you. I think it is working to, you know, and so I don't think we probably have had that litter problem. And it'll be interesting to talk to some of the groups that are going out tomorrow and just finding out, okay, did you see some, you know, plastic bags that, you know, that either would have come this year or maybe was there from years before and we just didn't get around to finding them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's turn then to the next big visible part of life in Palmer, and of course, the increasing construction.
Oh, right,
of the Glen Highway. So I'm in the process. My wife and I are both in the process as we think about going west. So we say, okay, how's the best way? Mm-hmm. What's the best way? Because the best way might be 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. But if I'm not up there and I'm doing that, and I'm somewhere in the morning or it's noon, and I want to go over to the other side of the Glen Highway. Mm-hmm. We've been working out ways to do it because there are some times when the DOT is nicely announcing what they're doing.
Right.
For example, mm-hmm. they're on Monday going to be starting some pile driving.
Right.
And then they have some paving that they're doing and all the rest of it.
Right.
So I think they're making a good effort to announce things, mm-hmm. but we're still left with saying, okay.
Right.
You might want to go to the other side either at a different time or maybe want to go south and through
the Springer system and hook up down there by the gravel train, or even, you know, go through Palmer and hook up with Eagle Street and go out and go down to the Palmer fish hook. And of course, now, you know, with the new Bogart extension coming down to the Fred Meyer gas station, that's an alternate plan that we haven't had for, you know, before. And so, yeah, I agree with you. I sometimes in the mornings, I sort of get in going one way and I think, oh, no, that's right. I'm going to have a flagman this morning. How much time do I have? And so I get a little bit of harassing, but I think it's all in fun because people can see the end project and they know how nice it's going to be. And of course, we've heard over and over, and that's one question I get asked a lot. They are going to stop during the fair, people can be rest assured.
Well, the weather has been cooperating, so I understand. My sense is they worked much later into the winter last year than had been thought would be possible.
Right,
and so a lot of that preparatory work was done, and so on. Mm-hmm. So, yes, so we have to deal with that, but as you're pointing out, once it's done, there should be significant improvement.
Right.
Things. Okay.
And I'm sure you're probably reported on it. You know, that open house I think they had at the depot was very well attended, and they were very upfront, I think, with people. And the one gentleman that I talked to was taking additional names of people that wanted to have personal emails sent to them. And I know there were people there that said, well, it doesn't really affect me, but, you know, I do like to know what's going on, and I appreciate him coming. So I thought that was good outreach.
I'm thinking about in particular, as many people know, Palmer can be a fairly quiet place with mm-hmm. steady operation. And then we have events like Colony mm-hmm. Days.
Yeah, coming
and
close.
All of us, yes, that's coming up soon. Uh-huh. And then we got a lot of people coming in for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking that'll be probably something of a test because it's not fair. Mm-hmm. It's not the Alaska State Fair time, but it will be a time when there are more than usual people coming in and out of Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be interesting what stage that development is and what accommodation could be made to say, okay, you know, for this little period of time here, we want to make sure that you haven't decided to close all those or flag all those intersections.
Right, yes, right. Yeah. And I think they got, as you know, the busiest one with the Palmer Wasilla Evergreen, you know, Glen Highway. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what all they got to do. Probably, like you said, they still have to, they'll always have to do paving and striping and things like that. But I think they got the biggest construction portion of that done. So,
well, speaking of striping and extending to crosswalks, there's been an interesting group that will be appearing on May 14th
uh-huh.
at the City Council that we're a group of people, an ad hoc committee, if you will, that's been working with Public Works, been working with the city manager and so on, has just passed through the advisory board that works with trails and mm-hmm. so on
mm-hmm.
To help paint a crosswalk, the one over by the museum,
uh-huh.
with more colors than a simple white.
And
that's been something that has been done in many other places. It seems to work very well, both for pedestrians and people doing it. So we'll be that group will be appearing before the council to get support and then move on. So as the crosswalks, which have mainly disappeared in most places over the winter, will be repainted by Public Works, and then that one during a Friday fling time early will be painted with slightly more colorful design.
And I think we generally try to have the striping done before Colony Days.
Yes, exactly.
And so
that'll be done.
So that'll be done here probably, you know, within, well, Colony Days is what, the second weekend in June. So it'll probably be done the end of May.
No, and also there's another interesting event. We've recently interviewed a gentleman who's been kind of the leader in an effort to deal with the old Mananuska River Bridge, which connects Palmer to the other side of the river toward the Butte. And last year there had been a group, ad hoc group again, that had formed, that had painted over some of the graffiti and cleaned up the trash that was in the area. And that's going to be, once again, doing it. It's not sponsored by either the borough or the city of Palmer. But it's a group that has spoken with the parties involved and has had conversations. And apparently this year will, on May 19th, do a similar kind of cleanup of that area. And of course, for a number of years now, there's been the cleanup along the highways, et cetera, that's done this. So this is, in some respect, a kind of a special extension of that to say, yeah, we don't just have to go to an organization, to the city or the borough, and say, why aren't you cleaning this up? But rather, this is something we can do safely and make it happen.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's great when the citizens see a problem and they're willing to try to come up with some solutions themselves instead of saying, okay, government, you need to do this or you need to do that, because that makes a vibrant community, because they have a circle of friends or relatives or something that they can bring alongside. And I think there's been a really good response from the community to support Steve in that area.
So we should say a few words. We've talked about this in the past, about the legislature coming to apparently completion of their budget. We're awful close to the end of the extended normal session. And it would appear that both the House and the Senate have come up with something. They're working on a package that will be their budget proposal to the governor. And and at this point, I know that the borough is particularly interested in that, because there are some decisions being made that affect dramatically the amount of money that people who live in the borough, that includes Palmer, would have to pay.
Includes our citizens,
So on the other hand, while the borough's budget is being finalized for 1 July, the city of Palmer has its budget in place. And I ask you each time, is there anything in the potential decisions being made there that will affect Palmer at this point in its budget and operation?
In our budget, and not talking about our population, you know, our citizenry, but in the physical part of the budget, I think it's less than $50,000 that we get in revenue sharing. And so that is not a very large sum in the scope of our the City Palmer budget. But, of course, we are concerned because a lot of the other decisions that are being made will affect our citizenry. But as far as our budget goes, it's we're not like holding our breath or going to have to make some major changes. We generally review our budget July, and so we'll have a chance at that time. But right now, and then I did see something the other day, I think, where the Senate was going to have some form of capital, and when, right. and a lot of some of that is passed through from the federal government. And when we were doing our sewer project, they didn't do that. They didn't have the pass-through from the government, and so we had to come up with $1 million out of our general fund to do a loan to the for the sewer, for our big sewer project that just completed last year. So I was really happy to see that. I have not seen line by line item to know if there's anything that Palmer is. One of the things we are looking for is to finish our booster station for our water out towards Colony Schools and in that area. And now whether we could get some money from the Clean Air and Water Act federally, I don't know. We haven't had a chance, and the city manager is taking some time off, and so.
So there's one other aspect of monies that people in the city of Palmer pay, real estate taxes. Maybe for listeners, just to remind, if I live outside of Palmer in the borough, I have a property that I pay real estate taxes on, those taxes go to the borough.
Right.
If I live inside the city of Palmer and I pay real estate taxes, where does that money go?
Well, it goes into the general fund. Our in which that takes care of, like, the streets, you know, our administration for finance, community development, the police department, the fire department. Well, the fire department's budget's a little bit different. Some of general fund does go in there, but then also some of it comes from the greater Palmer Fire Service area. So so those, the taxes, say, like, on mine and your house that that we pay the three mills on that comes directly to the city of Palmer, that goes into, quote, our general fund, where also our sales tax comes from and is entered into. And that, like I said, takes care of, quote, the administration of the city.
So is there a portion of that real estate tax that we pay goes to the borough?
Not our three mills, but yes, a portion of, because you get whatever mill levy that the borough sets.
Got it.
Plus the three mills for the city of Palmer. And all of that's paid to the borough. And then the borough takes the three mills and sends it to the city of Palmer.
So I guess where I'm going with this is to say that if, for example, the bonded indebtedness, which was being paid in part by the state, is no longer to be paid that way. And the borough has to pay that, then it's possible that the real estate taxes will go up. And so even though the portion that be going here to operate the city will be smaller, whether you live inside the borough or outside the inside the city or outside in the borough, you will see an increase in your real estate taxes.
Absolutely, yeah, because let's say the borough mill levy right now is 10, and in order to meet that additional requirement, say they have to go to 12, well, then you still have to add on the city's three mills, which would make it 15 versus 13, which was, quote, last year. And those figures are not correct. I mean, the city of Palmer is three, definitely, but I'm just making up figures for the boroughs. So, yeah, that.
So the city of Palmer's three mill rate has remain consistent for a long time.
Oh, yeah, I think probably 20, 25 years or so, I think.
But and of course, just to remind listeners also, the city of Palmer derives income from a sales tax. And the borough
that's the
does not have
thing.
A sales tax.
Sales tax is the biggest item.
We've got that. Well, I've asked a lot of questions. Mayor, do you have things that you want to make sure that listeners hear about before we finish up today?
No, I guess I just appreciate their patience regarding the things we have talked about, like the Glen Highway construction project you know, just the cleanup in Palmer. You know, people have such a sense of community in Palmer, and I think that's what really sets us apart from the other cities in the borough as well as the other cities in the state. And it's just refreshing, and I just appreciate everybody pitching in and working. And one of the reports we got from community development, one of the things they do in the spring is they send letters out to people that maybe their yards, you know, quite maybe have some junk stuff around or stuff. And they did that prior to our Palmer cleanup. And so I'll be interested to see what our total tonnage was from our Palmer cleanup this year in comparison to previous years, because there was some encouragement from the community development department. Okay, here's your opportunity. You don't have to use gas in your truck to get that stuff.
We'll help you do that, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, I think that's about all. I know we'll have a great event, the Colony, days here in another 2 or 3 weeks, and Memorial Day's coming up, so just remind everybody to have a safe Memorial Day.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mayor. Edna DeBreeze from the City of Palmer. Have a good day yourself.
You do. Happy Friday.
Yep.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your City of Palmer, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.